At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Catch me, y'all, go Houdini.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Creative energy. Don't fall asleep in your hot tub, you guys. I mean, it is so relaxing. Don't do it.
Why did you? Why are you?
I did. I drifted off.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Is this after you ate the pint of ice cream?
No. It was before. It was still chilly. I almost immediately, when I got home yesterday, got in my hot tub because it was still chilly and I knew it was going to be a hot day. Like, it was still a little bit overcast and the wind was going a little bit. I'm like, oh, I'm going to do it now. And then I'm sitting there and I'm just like so relaxed. I'm listening to the birds and thinking, you know, if John was here, he'd be looking on his app and telling me what birds they were. And I'd have to be like, yeah, that's cool. And it just got more and more relaxing and I just started to, you know, my butt slipped a little bit. That's all. That's how I knew. I was like, oh, Jesus.
Oh, my gosh.
Everything's fine. Not like I was drinking in there or anything, so. That could be a problem. Don't fall asleep in your hot tub. Creative Energy, Freedom to Choose sale. It's on right now. Telling you that thing. I love that tub so much. I can't wait for tonight because I'm in no rush to get into it. Like, tonight at 9:30, we'll get in.
Ah.
You know, it'll be cool. We'll look at the stars. Our hot tub. I know, I'm so excited. Come home soon, dear. Creative Energy's Freedom to Choose sale is on. Score no sales tax or 0% financing for 24 months on hot tubs, saunas, and swim spas. It ends on July 15th. CreativeEnergy.com. They have a bunch of locations. Mine is up in San Rafael. If you go over there, say hi to Cole.
Hi, Cole.
Hey, Cole. He took really good care of us. And they set you up the whole thing because, you know, you got to do an install. There's electrical that has to be run and all the things that have to happen and water treatment. And they walk you through. They make it so easy. They're great and responsive. You call, someone picks up. It's amazing. Okay, let us begin. How old were you when you got your first ever cell phone? Now, actually, the only one this might really be interesting about is our Zillennial.
Mm-hmm.
Because you had to be a teenager when the iPhone came out.
Sure was.
Did you get the first iPhone?
No.
Oh.
My first phone was a Motorola Razr, Razr.
Oh, a pink Razr.
I was 11.
That was a great phone.
11, I remember that's those, young. Yeah.
Yes, I was going into middle school.
But that's because you also were going back and forth between your parents' house, isn't it?
Exactly.
Because I would imagine, had you not been that mobile, your parents would have said, well, but the phones didn't do as much then either.
That's true. Right. They really were still just a means of communication.
It was a safety thing.
Mm. Yeah, no, that's what I'm getting at, is I can see why I can also see why your parents would be like, when you're over there, I want to call you and talk to you. I miss you.
Yep. Mm. Yep. And it was before texting.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's where it all kind of started, though, was on some of those ones. By the time the Razr came around, maybe you still had to use the remember, like, people had all these ways to write things.
T9.
T9?
Yeah, that's the predictive one, where versus, like, you know, if you want to get a B, you press 2 twice to get, you know, A and then B.
Oh.
You could, that was like, yes, original texting.
Yeah.
And then they had T9, which was predictive. So you would, if you wanted to spell bad, you would press 2, 2, 3, and it would know that you wanted to say bad because it was smart.
What if I wanted to say bat?
Doesn't sound
well,
that
then you'd,
smart.
You'd press the number with the T.
Oh, wait, you wouldn't just accept what it had put in. But I bet you know what is T. What number is T?
I don't know.
We're so spoiled now.
I think it's
20. These phones are amazing.
Is that 20?
I think it's 20.
How oh, there's it? Only 1 through 9.
Oh. So would you go?
I'm not explaining it well. Yeah. This is on me.
Honestly, I was very late to texting. I actually was texting before I even knew that I was texting on a BlackBerry. And somebody had
BBMing.
What's that?
BBMing is that called BlackBerry Messenger, BBM.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was. And then I realized, wow, that's pretty convenient. Like she hit me right back. I thought it was an email.
Our first phone was my first phone was our first phone. The show phone that I used when I ran out in the street all the time was a Pac Bell sponsored phone. Yeah. I didn't even bring it home. I only used it when I was here, but we would hit the streets, and that was the thing I used for all the stuff. The bathroom down by the train station, breaking onto movie sets, all that stuff.
It was actually a surprisingly good phone, too.
It worked great.
We were able to hear you well. And
No, that was
good
the
when
show.
You were running. I believe this was recorded on that.
That also was taped to my hand.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I had a bag phone.
Oh, that you had to, had so much equipment you had to put it over your shoulder?
It was, it was like, stayed in the car though.
I think my first phone
stuff.
I can really remember, I don't remember the brand name, but it was like a, kind of a matte green, it had a flip down thing to sort of turn, and you'd pull out the antenna, but it was like, it was sort of like a weird shaped brick. It was heavy and it was big. And I was in St. Louis when I had that.
Oh, you were way ahead of but you had all the stuff. You are also on computers and had a ton of email already. I wasn't doing any of that stuff. And then I got
iMac.
We're still talking about phones. A Cellular One phone was my first phone and it was flat. And
did that have the number you still have right now?
Because the number I had at that time was a 415 number. When I was living in Eugene, the night guy gave out my cell number. And I had to change
bastard.
We're radio guys. Like, I didn't want him to do it. I was bummed. I understood why, though. He was doing a bit. But my phone started ringing. There I am sitting there with Willa. And my phone starts ringing, just blowing up. And I'm like, what the? And the night guy had given out my number. So I had to change it. And the number I got now is that number.
So Jack White of the White Stripes was gifted his first ever cell phone for his 50th birthday. He had a pretty epic day.
Are we saying this? He's the same birthday as?
No. I'm sorry. It was Wednesday. His 50th was on Wednesday. I guess that John C. Reilly is a good friend of his.
All right.
He's the actor, Step Brothers. A baseball stadium filled crowd sang him happy birthday. And they say here, courtesy of John C. Reilly. And that was not the only present. His wife gave him his first ever cell phone. And it's just funny because he was talking about it. He says, I've been saying that my days were numbered for years. I can't listen to my music in my car. Can't park at a parking lot by myself because of QR codes, et cetera, et cetera. And I guess Olivia, his wife, decided to be kind and put me and all my loved ones out of my misery. I thought if I could make it to 50 years old, at least without ever having one, that I could be proud of myself. And I am. He actually gives out his phone number. My phone number is the square root of all our combined social interactions times pi. He also said, I guess this was in 2019. He was talking about never having had a cell phone. So he was in the UK doing an interview and he said, I've never owned one. So when I'm out there, I'm an anomaly and I'm looking at everybody. To me, everybody looks silly. He was one of the first people to prohibit the use of cell phones at live performances. He was one of the first people to do the bag, the phone storing pouch. I thought it was a big art project at first, just to see if people would think it was funny or cool or just a new experience, like an escape room. To my surprise, and to everyone else's surprise, everyone loved it.
I think that his point is well taken, that we've gone so far into the phones and so much time is spent staring at your hand, it's downright embarrassing. Mm. But what he will find out is the amount of things he can handle from that little device will blow his head clean off. Right. And he'll definitely at least understand why people are so into their phones. Having never had one and railing against them is kind of lame. Like, once you have had one, you'll go, oh yeah, I can park. Oh yeah, maps right here. I can get to places without...
Oh, let me pay for that with this. Let me contact anybody I want to.
Yesterday, and this is, I'm late to the paying for things with my phone because I don't trust it. And so I always want my wallet if I can. But yesterday I went to Target and I went, oh my God, I left my wallet. And then I went, oh, I have my phone. All right.
I'll, oh, and it's set up. You have a,
I'll just
have a
try.
Wallet.
Yeah, of course it is. And I just went, all right, I'll try it. But you know, if I don't, it's fine.
You know,
of course it worked. It always works. Everyone does it every day. And there I went, boop.
There was like a year as it switched over where like I was like, I want to make sure I have my wallet with me. You know, you can also use a phone for that. Click, click. And John, whenever he goes on his walks, he doesn't have to take a phone with him at all. Listens to whatever he's listening to.
You mean watch?
What did I say?
You said phone.
Phone. Oh, yeah, yes, no, sorry. I use my watch with headphones when I go on hikes. And it is.
Well, if you stop at the store.
The most convenient thing in, well, yeah.
I'm sure it's on there. Double click it.
I don't trust it yet, though.
Yeah, well,
I mean, I don't want to rely on it.
You do take time. Things take time. Mm. Build up some trust. You don't want to be let down by it.
You know, there's a div, in all houses, there's a divvying of duties.
Yes.
Hmm.
Duty.
I know. I'm the shopper guy.
Mm-hmm.
I leave and go get the things we need. She does the one click Amazon or the Costco's been delivered. And I do all the other, I'm out at the store picking apples by hand. No.
Perfect apples only. Thank you.
Right.
Nice.
Anyway.
One more quote from him from this interview before he has a thing. This is Jack White at age 50. He got Jack White of the White Stripes at age 50. He gets his first cell phone, and he's talking about not having one. This is 2019. He says he was one of the first people to make everybody put their phones in those phone pouches at his show so that you couldn't use them. And in the end, everyone just went, oh yeah, this is what it used to be like. You'd be at a show and you'd just sit and enjoy it and not be filming the whole thing, using up all the memory on your phone for something you're literally never going to look at again. He says, it brings up these real big questions like, so you need someone to tell you that you can't use it to actually not use it. How sad. It's pretty sad. Again, coming from someone who isn't part of it, it's easy for me to say because I don't have that addiction. Well, right. Welcome to the party, Jack. Next up is yesterday on the Today Show. Rick Springfield was on. And before he even came out on the set, Al Roker was hyping up Rick Springfield's appearance and fellow hosts, Savannah Guthrie, Jenna Bush Hagar, and Kaylee Harding started singing the well-known Rick Springfield song, 8675309.
Oh.
Wow. They all started singing that together.
Janet, which is kind of surprising because they're all old enough to know.
Tommy Two-Tone.
So let me ask.
Oh, did I just ruin the game?
Oh, no, I was just going to ask Bob to check in with the 30-year-old. Can you name a Rick Springfield song? Like, if he was going to be a guest on the show and you spontaneously broke into song, can you name one?
No.
Jesse's Girl.
No, don't. I'm going to do a game here.
Oh,
love that song. I didn't know it was by him.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's an iconic song.
Now you know. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, listen. So we're going to play a little game.
All right. Sorry.
And it's okay. I just didn't want you to start listing them.
I can't
do Jesse's Girl because I know everybody, although maybe she would have gotten it wrong. So I want to remind you that you should let her answer first because then you have a sure shot of winning the game. All right, here we go. It's a true or false. Is this a Rick Springfield song? We should have played this with Savannah Guthrie and the other chicks that are on the Today Show. All right, so Jesse's Girl, yes. Don't talk to strangers. True or false, Bob, is Don't Talk to Strangers a Rick Springfield song?
True.
No.
I think it is.
It is. That is a song from him. A top 10 hit from his Success Hasn't Spoiled Me Yet album. How about I Want Candy?
No.
No.
That is also a no. That is, yeah. Bow Wow Wow.
Yes, it is.
How about, and Aaron Carter does a great cover of that.
Oh.
And he actually wanted candy because he's a kid. He wasn't even talking about.
Little boy.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I have something to tell you, but I won't.
Oh, God.
No, not now.
Will you remember?
Yes.
Okay. How about Talk Dirty to Me?
No.
That's a no.
That's a big no.
That is a huge no. That's poison. How about Affair of the Heart?
Sure.
Yes.
I believe that is yes.
It is, yes. You Might Think.
Sure. Yeah.
No.
That's a no.
That is a no. That's the Cars. How about...
I love the Cars.
Me too.
Yeah.
Oh my God, so much. State of the Heart. This will be the last one. Unless Bob somehow ties it up. State of the Heart.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't think that is.
Now we're tied. All right. It is. And we're 5-5-5. How about...
Well, I never had one of his records.
I really thought she'd totally get squashed. Okay. Human Touch.
Yes.
No.
No.
It's a yes.
What?
Yeah, it's not the Bruce Springsteen one, but his Rick's full-on 80s synthy song, Human Touch.
Okay, but you didn't do...
Bob just won that game.
What was his other big hit? So, Jesse's Girl, but there was one more huge hit.
I've Done Everything for You.
Okay, that's one.
Did I do Don't Talk to Strangers?
Yes.
Love is All Right Tonight.
And do you know his name on General Hospital?
No. God, no. Do you?
Was it General Hospital?
I don't know. It was one of the big ones.
Noah Drake?
Oh, is he Noah Drake? That's a great name.
I don't know if it is. God, I don't. I really.
Okay, now the thing that you said you'd remember.
Oh, okay. Last night, so my family's getting ready to go to the river, and I walk, and I'm upstairs and downstairs, and I'm doing things, and they're not getting ready actually at all. They're both sitting there watching this show on Netflix.
Oh.
Isla was at the mall, which is now what?
With the boy?
I don't know. I don't think so, but who knows?
Maybe they just don't tell you. They don't need you worrying about it.
You know, I mean, you can meet, that's what you do. You say, I'm going to the mall, and then whoever you is also there, you go, oh, you're here?
I had no idea.
Shock face, huh? Anyway,
so
she's at the mall, and Edie and Mama are watching TV, and she goes, you have to come see this. And I go, all right. What could this be? And it's called Building the Band.
Oh.
Heard of it?
This is the new one.
Yep. So
with Liam Payne, who has passed away.
What?
Liam Payne is one of the judges on there.
Yeah.
They must have recast it, or because it was the guy from NSYNC. He's the guy with
the
dark beard.
AJ McLean.
Okay, it's him and
Nicole.
The hot chick.
Yeah, she's like the coach for all the bands.
Okay. They've got them isolated in these little rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys have talked from the rooms, but not been allowed to meet each other.
Okay. So these are singers. They're all singers.
They're
all
singers.
And they're trying to put together boy bands.
This is on Netflix. It's called Building the Band. And listen, I was never a boy band guy,
mm-hmm.
but I'm looking at that guy, AJ McLean, going, okay, well, he's clearly one of the stars from one of those bands, the Backstreet Boys or NSYNC. And so these guys are talking, and then they all have been given a song to learn, but they haven't been able to sit down together in a room and do this. And then they bring them out one at a time onto the stage from these dark little rooms.
Oh, my God.
So the first guy walks out and starts singing. And he's handsome, and he's, you know, in his early 20s, and he sounds fine.
Yeah.
I mean, and then the next guy who he's never seen, the light comes on and the singing starts and the guy walks out. And I swear I did. I know these guys to be just boy bands. They're vapid. They're empty. They're just
no. So judgy.
I'm sorry. Aren't they?
No.
And then this guy, he looks at the guy and he falls in love. It's like a first date reveal.
Because he's singing. He comes out singing the next verse and the guy looks over and he's like, oh.
And he sees him and he's handsome enough. Like, I think it's a big part of this thing for
chemistry.
Them. They know that they've got to have other handsome boys in the band because.
Got to have the bad boy. You got to have the
puppy. You can only have like one butterface. You got to have mostly handsome.
And he has to be the best singer. Or he's out.
Right. So they're meeting each other, and each time a guy walks out, you can tell they're all falling in love with each other. Oh, you're handsome too. Oh. And you can sing. I think this could work.
Do they all have harmony parts too, or do they each?
They did all that stuff.
This is their first performance together. You know what's actually kind of amazing about that and this concept in general? If one of those bands goes on to be huge. And there are, look at, what's the one that Harry Styles is from?
One Direction.
One Direction. They were put together on a show, mm-hmm. but not like this. Like they, I don't know how they assembled them, but it doesn't.
Oh, I know how. That was Simon Cowell when.
You, Nicole, you, no, it was you. Nicole Scherzinger.
Oh, really? Oh. She was on that one too?
Yes,
was that
she was a judge. Yes.
Okay.
And she was the one who fingered them? The one.
There's literally footage of her being like, well, okay, what if we made a group? And she pulls their pictures.
Yeah, I didn't watch it. I just assumed that was Cowell because he's that guy. He was the X Factor guy.
He was there for sure. Yes.
Either way.
Oh my God, we're out of time. Go
what?
On.
Never mind. So no, we got to go.
It was good though. I like
building the band though. I don't recommend it.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. You but loved it. Listen
no.
to you. You're frothing
just
about
telling
it.
You love boy what
bands.
I saw.
You know what we learned here? Vinny loves boy bands. No matter how much he fights it, he was in. What are they going to name the group then?
I had to leave.
Okay. Sure you did. What do you got coming up? You watched that whole episode. Loved
Trash
it.
In more after these.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans. And the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Tonight, Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety. Check out the Alice 973 Instagram for video reels and pics from the Sarah and Vinny morning show daily. Plus links to all our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Last Chance Lady Gaga tickets. Today, listen on the fives every hour from 7:05 to 6:05 p.m. So less than an hour, 7:05.
Yeah.
That's what we're saying. It starts
right
then.
Right around the corner.
Mm-hmm. Listen for the code word. Text that code word to our contest line, 20357, for your last chance to win a pair of tickets to Lady Gaga on July 22nd at the Chase Center, plus a Lady Gaga merch pack, which includes her entire album catalog on vinyl.
Sweet.
Courtesy of Live Nation and Interscope Capitol Records. Here's what's happening. Morning clouds, sun everywhere later today. Right now we've got like a mix. You can see the bright sunshine gleaming through off that building right over there.
Yep.
See that? Even though we're a little overcast in the city, we can see it's already going to burn off. We'll have plenty of sunshine and 90 degrees will be the high today. Yesterday was hot.
It got hot.
Very hot.
It's hot out there.
Just to finish my story real quick about building the band.
Yes.
You know,
because yeah.
I got pulled into that.
So all these boys are coming out of their
private room. No, that's not the story.
Oh, damn it.
What I was going to ask you is, you know how you say the worst thing you can say to someone when they're heated is calm down? And like when if someone says that to you, you're like, oh, don't!
I am calm!
I will kill you.
It's the worst thing you can say. Like, you need to relax.
Right. Well, I got pulled. So there I am scurrying about like I do, doing my thing.
This is you as I was trying to call you over.
I'm at the sink in the kitchen. I'm washing my hands because I just done one thing and I'm heading over to do another. And she goes, what are you doing? Come over here. I want you to sit down and watch this. And this is her move. She always does this. I'll run into the backyard and she'll be sitting on a chair.
Relaxing.
And she'll be like, what are you doing right now? And I'm usually turning my wetsuit inside out, trying to get it ready to put it back in the sun before I run off and do the next thing. And well, I'm in the middle of doing this. You can see that, can't you? Sit down. Come sit with me. Come here. Mm. Sit down. You don't need to worry about that right now.
No.
And usually I'm like, but isn't that about the same thing, don't you think? When you can see someone is clearly busy and in the middle of five things, saying to them, come here, sit down.
That's not the same as
It's the same thing, isn't it?
It isn't. It really isn't.
It's sweeter. It's much sweeter.
It's much sweeter. Yeah. And it's about, you know.
Missy even didn't have my back on this one. I mean, Bob! Dump it.
No.
It's too late. Oh, and I felt like you called her Missy.
I caught it from you, though.
I know. Oh, my God.
Yesterday.
I changed her name in the
I don't even have her number in my phone.
She's on a group text with us.
Oh. Yeah. Well, that says Alice Mornings.
That is true.
Anyway, my point being, it's not the same.
It isn't.
She does that's it all just, the time.
You know why she does it? She loves you and she wants you to come over and sit down. Just like take a breather.
Relax.
Let's relax together.
Relax for a minute. Come sit here.
She loves you. She misses you.
No, I love her too, but I'm just saying it feels like
I got so many things to do.
Right in the middle of a pile. Is,
but she's pointing out that you are busy and you're
doing, right,
but that you have time in your day.
Come here
to take a little breather.
Sit down.
To check in.
That's how I caught building the band.
Come here.
There I was.
Come on over here.
Come sit down.
Let's be together, just quietly. Or you can talk continually, which is much more likely.
Well, anyway, I got to see Building the Band, everyone. And someone wrote in and said, that guy's from Backstreet Boys. Either way.
One of the big boy bands.
His joke was, as the band finished singing, this is a show we were talking about before, which I'm obviously continuing.
Is this
because the commercial's gotten it? It's on Netflix.
Okay.
The guy who's one of the judges goes, you guys, I'm just going to say it. And I'm like, oh boy, he's about to drop the boom. And he goes, you were in sync.
I got goo-goo.
Oh, that gets her.
And then they go, oh. And he goes, sorry, not sorry. And I'm
there's another one.
Yeah. Has he got like an earpiece where someone's shooting him?
I don't know
puns?
If he's got someone feeding him those genius lines or not, but I assumed he was in sync because he dropped the name.
Right.
But maybe not.
Backstreet Boys doesn't work into conversation quite as easily as in sync. Like you and I are in sync.
Doesn't she get a drum hit?
Oh,
okay. Or did it only work
that
for
wasn't
him?
A joke.
Oh.
It was like a.
Okay.
It was just, you know, things can be in sync. It's much more usable. Backstreet Boys. Like, let's try to work Backstreet Boys. It's like we're all a bunch of Backstreet Boys hanging out.
Or if they're not that good, you can be like, get back to the Street Boys.
That's not bad.
That could have worked.
That was,
That could have worked. I mean, it's it's on par easily with
this.
You boys are in sync.
Maybe there was just no other way to say it. And he was like, you boys are in sync. That works on many levels.
So listen to this first story because this is...
Is it bad news?
I would say so, yes.
Okay.
A strike began last week in Massachusetts when employees at Republic Services walked off the job.
What's Republic Services?
They're the trash company.
Ooh.
They pick up the trash.
That can be bad.
Now, I know we all take it for granted. I think about it often and yet we'll go years without thinking about that. All I have to do is flush the toilet and stuff goes away. All I have to do is push the cans out to the curb, and the stuff goes away.
Where
I take it for granted.
The world is away.
Right. I take it for granted all the time, and I don't even mean to, but that's because we're all so spoiled because our caca just goes away. Mm. All of it. Whether it's in the toilet or at the curb, it just goes away.
Yes. And if it doesn't go away, you can drop it off at the dump yourself.
Try it. It's a haul. It stinks. And you go to do that and you go, and then they go, and then money, hand it over. And you're like, but I drove it here. Yeah. Why am I? What?
Well, we got to deal with it.
Right.
That's why exactly. That's why you pay your trash guy.
Since Tuesday, garbage collectors in California and other states have staged a temporary work stoppage in support of the employees at Republic Services in Massachusetts.
Is this a union thing? Like, are they all in the same union?
It sounds like, well, no, this is, I think there are different unions. I don't know if they're in the same, but the bottom line is they are absolutely walking off a temporary work stoppage in support of their brethren on the East Coast.
I feel like the people who handle our garbage should get paid well.
And pay them is my rant.
Fully behind them. I mean,
you're right.
I get it. You pass on the cost to the consumer, but that's what it costs. You know what I don't want to do? Deal with my garbage. Thank you. Garbage, trash, recycling, Green Barrel, all these guys, thank you so much for making our little troubles go away. You're amazing. You have to deal with it. And it stinks. Oh, what if you ever get used to that?
No. And you're right. We are in sync. We are on the same page here. Pay those people. Here's it from Fremont. We don't know what kind of troubles this is going to cause. Rats, cockroaches. What happens when trash isn't picked up? Plagues? I don't know.
Right. Well, piles and piles of trash out on our front walks, too. I mean, it's just, let's pay our people.
So I remind you here this morning that as people here in the Bay Area walk off in support of Republic Services, the trash people in Massachusetts, trash is a thing.
Yes, it is.
And all the times it goes away, not only are you just taking it for granted, but when these people decide, oh, really? You don't want to give us the minuscule raise for the hard work we do? Give them their money.
Yep.
Pay these people. The trash needs to continue to just go away.
We have a listener who works at Mill Valley Refuse, and I talk to her once a year when I get my driver's names for their little Christmas bonuses. And she's a big fan. She's so sweet. And those people who come and take the stuff away from your house, I will pay $5 more a month if that's what it takes.
Every now and then.
I want that trash to go away and I want those people to be happy to take it.
On the same page, every now and then I think about just how, what it must be like, we all flush toilets and the stuff all goes away. And in every neighborhood, in every city, in every state of this fine union we call the United States of America, that one, it's like a motion that
you
do.
The flushing motion.
The flushing motion, the finger, the thing, the this thing.
Yeah.
You got that?
That is called the flushing motion.
That is, we all have the same thing. We all do that.
Yep. Sometimes you get to jiggle it afterward.
And then it just goes away.
Yep.
And we never deal with that. I mean, occasionally, I'm sure.
You might have a backup.
Yeah. But I mean, in general.
That's why the plunger's there.
Right. It all goes right on away. Brush.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans. And the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful for it. And I can't imagine what's happening on the streets down underneath all our houses.
I can. We recently had to have ours dug up.
What?
Oh, it was not fun. Yeah. Our pipes were offset like this. So it was getting...
The caca was bottlenecking?
There was some bottlenecking happening.
Oh, no. And what'd you do?
We had to dig up our front yard.
Oh.
We had to take out our brick walkway. I know. But we have a great guy who put it back together for us. You can hardly notice it.
What did you guys do that caused that?
We didn't do anything. Next door, they've been doing construction
for the last,
I'm not kidding, 3 years. And they dug up the whole front in front of everybody's house. And then all of us, and then they sent out a guy who checked all the neighbors' pipes, like to make sure that that was, they didn't pay for it, but they're like, oh yeah, you're off. I'm like, are we? That's weird, because we did something with that right when we moved in here.
Hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
What'd you do?
We still paid for it, because I was not about to not get it fixed.
Have they not moved into that house yet?
I believe a moving truck was there over the weekend.
And you already hate them.
I don't hate them.
Oh, it sounds like you do.
I don't hate them. She's a kindergarten teacher. I'm like, yay her. I want to hate them, but I don't hate them.
Who knew kindergarten teachers were rolling in it?
No, I think it's her parents.
Ah.
Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
Or maybe she's, you know, independently wealthy and has decided to teach kindergarten. I have no idea. It's very nice, though.
925 says, Maddie.
What?
Stuffing your face with junk food is on my non-negotiable list. Sorry. Signed, a hot single lady in her early 40s.
Listen, it was my birthday. I'm allowed to stuff my face on my birthday. You can, if you really are hot in your...
Okay.
Go ahead.
Don't do it. You already blew it and you have 10 rules. Did you guys post the 10 rules thing that Edwin sent over? You guys should put that up. That's so funny.
I did. I posted it as a clip.
Oh.
And I linked it on the Alice story.
You're amazing. How do you do it?
415 says, Vinny! Noah Drake is correct. Give him a point.
I did. I gave him a point for it. The guy who says he doesn't like boy bands knows Noah Drake.
I watched General Hospital with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
Another one says, 1 point for Vinny. Rick Springfield played Dr. Noah Drake on General Hospital.
Oh, that's almost worth 2 points. I mean, you knew the soap opera and the character.
Well, you know what? It's two stories combined. That is when I sat down with my mom for a minute, but that's also when I like just absolutely hammered Oreos and milk.
Mm.
So I'd sit there after school, watch the show with her, eat my milk and cookies, and then I'd go, I'm going skateboarding, Ma, bye. And then I'd...
Remember a kid and all you could do is eat. You're just like, oh God, I'm so hungry all the time. Oh, it's a growing boy.
Oh, really funny. I finally finished listening to Project Hail Mary. It was really science vocabulary heavy. I'm surprised you guys were physically able to read it and get through it. Looking forward to the movie and the visuals. Thanks for the rec, Naomi app.
I thought they took it way down. You must be a dummy, Naomi. I thought they really simplified stuff. God, you little...
That was really rotten.
Yeah,
Naomi.
You're mean, Naomi.
Sheesh.
Well, thank you for listening.
Yeah, stay
and
tuned.
I'm glad you liked the book. I am looking forward to that movie with Ryan Gosling starring.
Oh, I watched that ad and was like, I think they're going to pull it off.
I know. But to me, they showed way, way, way too much.
Wow.
They always do. I find that annoying. Like, don't watch the Wednesday trailer.
That's why I don't watch trailers. I refuse.
It's for the best, really. I mean, if you feel like your friends are saying, yes, this is something, I enjoyed this story, blah, blah, blah. Great. Let it be word of mouth. I know, though, that they need to hook you and get you in. It's an ad for the movie.
Christopher Nolan's new movie, The Odyssey, it comes out in exactly a year, and they did a trailer before the Jurassic World movie this weekend, and it was just a teaser. Like, they showed almost nothing.
Oh.
I like that.
The
Odyssey,
excited,
as but
in,
don't tell us anything.
As in the olden time epic poem?
Yep, the epic.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Right. I remember they showed a photo of Matt Damon.
That's right. I remember hearing about this.
With a big, ugly beard.
Right.
And he's actually pretty shredded.
Well, I mean, gotta have a little eye candy.
Right. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Let's see. The best superhero movie of all time.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice
at 97.3.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.